This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that entertainment is one of the biggest industries of the world and will expand more in the coming times. Addressing an event organized by a private news channel, Mr. Modi stated that to encourage art and culture, the Government of India is organizing World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit, or WAVES, in Mumbai next month. He added that WAVES will empower Indian artists to create and take their content to the global stage.
हमने क्रिएट इन इंडिया का मंत्र लेकर इसे नेक्स्ट लेवल पर ले जाने का फैसला लिया है. WAVES इंडियन आर्टिस्ट को कंटेंट बनाने और ग्लोबल बनाने के लिए एनकरेज करेगा और इसके साथ साथ क्रिएट इन इंडिया दुनिया भर के आर्टिस्ट को भारत में आने का अवसर भी देगा.
द प्राइम मिनिस्टर स्पोक अबाउट इंडियाज वाइब्रेंट एंड क्रिएटिव इंडस्ट्रीज इंक्लूडिंग मूवीज, पॉडकास्ट, गेमिंग, म्यूजिक, AR एंड VR. He highlighted the Create in India initiative aimed at taking these industries to the next level. WAVES will encourage Indian artists to create content and make it global, while also inviting artists from around the world to collaborate in India, he added. The Prime Minister also urged media houses to popularize the WAVES platform and encouraged young professionals from creative domains to join this movement. He emphasized that WAVES should reach every home and touch every heart. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stated that the passage of the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025 in Parliament is a significant step towards social justice. Mr. Modi congratulated Parliament for enacting this remarkable law, which serves the interests of all communities, including the Muslim community. Addressing an event organized by a private media house, the Prime Minister said the sanctity of Waqf will now be preserved and the rights of marginalized Muslims, women and children will be safeguarded. He highlighted that the debate on the Waqf Bill in both the Houses of Parliament was the second longest in India's parliamentary history. He noted that the Joint Parliamentary Committee held 38 meetings and engaged in 128 hours of deliberations on the bill, with nearly 1 crore online suggestions received from across the country. The Prime Minister pointed out that this demonstrates that democracy in India is no longer confined to Parliament alone, but is being strengthened through public participation. The Prime Minister further stated that India is set to become the third largest economy in the world very soon. He also mentioned that in the first 100 days of 2025, the government has not only taken significant decisions, but has also laid a strong foundation for the future. India is not going to stop now, he said. Speaking about the Mudra Yojana, the Prime Minister said that over the last 10 years, loans without guarantee had been provided to 52 crore people under the scheme. Prime Minister Modi will participate in Navkar Mahamantra Divas in New Delhi today. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. Navkar Mahamantra Divas is a momentous celebration of spiritual harmony and ethical consciousness that seeks to unite people through the collective chanting of the Navkar Mahamantra, the most revered and universal chant in Jainism. President Draupadi Murmu has said Indians do not want to conquer countries, they want to conquer hearts. President Murmu stated this while interacting with Indian scholars doing research at the Champalimaud Centre for the Unknown at Lisbon in Portugal. President Murmu called the Indian researchers working in Portugal as flag bearers of the country who have made a significant contribution in enhancing India's pride.
भारत का संस्कृति, भारत का परंपरा, भारत के लोगों के चाल चलन चेहरा, उनका बात करने का तरीका, उनका संस्कृति एक चलते फिरते भारत का झंडा है. आप भी, मुझे लगता है, ये इस चीज को अच्छी तरह से समझते होंगे और आपको भी मैं कहना चाहूंगी कि भारत का गौरव को बढ़ाने में आपका भी बहुत बड़ा योगदान है.
Union Minister of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare and Rural Development Shivraj Singh Chauhan will take part in the third BIMSTEC Agriculture Ministerial meeting in Nepal today. In a statement, the Ministry of Agriculture informed that Mr. Chauhan will meet Nepal Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and Minister of Agriculture Ramnath Adhikari. And in IPL T20 cricket, host Punjab Kings defeated Chennai Super Kings by 18 runs in Chandigarh last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.